Yeah.
Or la...
How close will it be to Keystone?
Oh, quite a ways, I suppose, because it's at southwest of Tulsa. More out Sperry Way. Now, do you know where Sperry is?
No, but I'm oriented now in the southwest. Gee, do they go way down there every day?
That's the reason he gets so tired. That's what Calvin said the other day. He said, Mother, Dad has so much to do that when things just halfway or just kind of get stacked up on him, he can't, it's just hard for him to make up his mind which thing is the most important to do, because they all have to be checked every day, and there's always a stuffing box maybe leaking, and or a rod has come loose, you know, or something. That always something to be done. They have to watch so closely. Now, one of the things that has helped him, though, some of his wells he has on electric, you know, and that helps a whole lot.
Yeah, I imagine.
But other wells are run by gas, you know, that we make. We used to have a gas well. That will, there are two down to Sperry that are on gas. Of course, that makes three, because the gas well itself, see, has to run.
Yeah.
But you know, that gas well is run by electric, too, so that helps.
Is there any danger from a spark there? I guess there wouldn't be any more danger than from exhaust.
No, I guess not.
If Lester went out to get bait and he took a shovel with him, what would he probably be after?
He'd probably be hunting just a regular fishworm. He didn't, I don't think ever he finds any grub worms anymore. And that's what we used to get when Daddy had, you know, when he would plow the garden spot.
What would you call this insect, or a little fellow that has two sets of wings, and generally a blue body? You find him around the pond in water.
Well, I call him a snake feeder. I don't know what he is.
They're fun, aren't they?
I don't know what his real name is, though. What is he?
That's
is that what he is?
That's one of his names.
One of his names.
He has, I guess, a half dozen. Dragonfly, snake feeder, snake doctor, mosquito hawk. I've even heard him called a pinder. Strangely enough.
Yes.
Did you ever try to catch one of those?
No.
Boy, there.
No, because he was a snake feeder. I just never did have anything to do with him.
I think they eat mosquitoes. I saw several of them working on it.
Oh, how wonderful.
Plowed the mosquitoes one day.
Uh-huh.
Gee, they just come right up and stop, and the mosquito would disappear.
Oh, my. I have never seen that. But I did see, talking about the mosquito, I did see at the one of the drugstores across the street from Brown and Duncan in Tulsa, there's a thing run by kerosene that it's on a pole. This little can-like deal is on a pole that you just stick down in your yard, and it helps to keep the mosquitoes and things away.
Boy, they go in there and burn up or something?
Well, they'll go through the light, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that's what happens. Either that, or it makes a smoke, that the smoke keeps them away while you're picnicking, or while you're out in the yard maybe trying to eat a little bit. Or they looked like they'd be rather handy, and they weren't very expensive either.
If you could stand the smell, they're wonderful, huh?
Yes. I guess that would be it.
What do you call that insect that flies around in the summer and the spring at night, flashes a little light?
Oh, I call it the lightning bug.
And the one that will bore under your skin and make the itchy red spot?
Oh, the mosquito, you mean?
Well, this is more one that you get out of...
Oh, yes, a chigger.